Happy December, friends. I hope you're enjoying your December, however that may be, whether it's with cookies or with a little bit of extra rest or conquering finals, whatever you're doing. I hope that you are enjoying your December. I feel like people often get shocked when we get to this point in the year. Somehow we didn't see it coming. I feel that there's a lot of people who are kind of sitting there blinking, scratching their heads, wondering how we got here this quickly, this fast. Where did the rest of this new year that we just started go? And I get that, but I feel like this is a good reminder then to sit and take a moment to realize we are here. We are in December. We are in the last month of this year, and that's a really special thing. So I want to talk about the power of December. I want to give you guys three little challenges, or maybe even just things to think about. Pick what you like, leave what you don't, and kind of look at ways to spend this December. So this is kind of what I've been thinking about. Just share it with you. Number one, I love that, it's kind of a last moment to wrap up any New Year's resolutions you may have had. I was just thinking, one of my resolutions was to cook more. That definitely did not happen. I did cook, but not the variety of meals I was planning on. I stuck with what I knew, which is okay. But then this might be a good time to go cook a meal, basically. So wrap up the year with what was your resolution. You still have time to do it. For example, I still have time. Maybe I can't cook a new meal every week like I was going to in my head at the beginning of January, but kind of sitting down and realizing like, hey, I can make it happen. I can cook one really intentional meal. And that's a really beautiful way to tell myself like, hey, I'm still getting done what I wanted to get done. Maybe not in the full way, but there's a chance, I guess. December is a chance to kind of give yourself the dream that you had at the beginning of the year. That's so beautiful. December is kind of a precious month to me because of that. Another thing I wanted to do at the beginning of this year, which was not a resolution necessarily, it was just something that I felt was really on my heart, I really wanted to start, was a podcast. I felt like a podcast was a very new medium for me, but it just looked like so much fun, so life-giving. I loved listening to them. I like connecting with people over it. And it's very exciting to be in December recording a podcast, realizing that I have, not with perfect consistency, but with quite a lot of constant posts, I have continued the podcast. That's really exciting. And you're here for it. Thank you guys for listening. And thank you guys for being here along the journey. So December number one, think of a resolution that you made at the beginning of the year or a resolution you just have in your life. And think of this as the month to do something, either to start if you haven't started already, or to maybe take one step further to the end, the completion of a goal. December, the last month of the year, is such a beautiful invitation in a way to wrap that goal up, to kind of hone in on that resolution or that dream you had. Number two is December is a really good time to start prepping for the new year. There's a lot of times where I start getting in this. January for me is a very fresh start kind of month. And so I usually have a lot of resolutions that I start then, but I don't want to just wait till January. I think now is the time to start kind of having the vision, dreaming the dreams, creating your mood boards, whatever it is, and then set yourself up for success. So if I want to run more in January, for example, if I want to start honing, getting stronger, maybe I start taking walks in December. Maybe I just start taking walks so that my body is used to the mileage and then I can start running more effectively in January. If I do want to cook more in January, then maybe in December I get used to going grocery shopping more consistently, start looking up recipes and things like that. Getting myself prepped for the next year. And this is not or should not just be going out and getting the fancy equipment, because that is kind of sometimes it can be a little bit of a cop out for people where they're going to get the running gear so that they feel like they've done something even though they actually haven't taken the first step. That's not what we're trying to do in December. My thoughts are kind of I want to start taking practical action steps, prepping for whatever my dreams are in January and kind of thinking about those dreams so that I can set myself up best for success. So December is, I think, a really, really good time to kind of start dreaming big, start kind of setting yourself up in little ways for the next month. You want to write a novel next year? Maybe start just journaling every day and kind of creating that space for yourself to write and to grow as a writer. All right, and my third challenge, and this is, I think, by far the most important December challenge we could ever take on, is rest. December tends to be a really holiday-packed, busy time of year for everyone. It's finals, if you're a student, crunch time for all kinds of different reasons. And on top of that, there's a lot of family obligations or, you know, joyful occasions to get together, but there's often this sense of busyness that permeates the month. And it's interesting because this is also the time when nature is slowing down. Oftentimes I feel like hibernating as well because of the cold. And so there's this, you know, this sense that we get really busy crunch time. We get really busy. It can be really easy to start to feel overwhelmed when this month really all of nature seems to be inviting us to really slow down in a lot of ways. And that would be like, that is kind of, it does make it an ideal holiday month, right? Where you can sit down with your friends and your family and just be present. But unfortunately, that's not always what happens, right? It's not always that moment of complete peace and presentness. But my challenge for you is to enter into rest. My challenge for you is rest this December. And that's my challenge for me too. It's going to not be easy in some ways because I have to grade a ton of papers. They're pouring in like a flood. And, you know, I have lots and lots of things. Friends coming back from different places, weddings. I have all kinds of things going on. So I'm not foreseeing this being a completely uneventful December. But I know that I have it in me to carve out times of really intentional rest. And here's the thing, when I don't rest, I end up at some point so burnt out between classes that all I have mental energy to do is to scroll on something, Pinterest or Instagram or YouTube, whatever that may be. And that's not rest, okay? I'm not talking about entertainment. I'm not talking about kind of mind-numbing activities. I'm not talking about this kind of I can't do anything else other than stare at a wall kind of moment. I'm talking about sitting down and being fully present and focused on a moment and kind of letting yourself breathe and be. And that's what I'm looking for this December. I want to light my candles, put out my birdseed, sit and watch, you know, out the window, maybe drink some tea, breathe, be. And then hopefully become out of that strength, out of that silence. So I think that this is going to be a really, really powerful, the most powerful thing you can do this December is to take time to rest, because then you're going to be so much stronger when you go forward to the next thing. And this month is a month of rejoicing, hopefully entering in rest. That resting piece will help us fully enter into this last month and fully be present as we go forward. So do something that feels like it pours life into you. Maybe take walks in nature even. Make a cup of coffee or tea or cocoa. Savor every second of it, every sip. Perhaps journal about what you loved this year and what you didn't love this year. Be present to yourself and kind of think about where you want to go from here. Or maybe just take a moment of gratitude from where you've come and who you are today. And I guess more specifically than just rest, I want to challenge you guys to a moment of silence as well. This world is like so, so incredibly noisy in so many ways. I'm thinking it's noisy in terms of actual noise, right? There's music playing. There's so many voices we can hear nowadays because of all of the new modern technology we have. And that's amazing. And there are still voices that I think we need to hear more of, right? And that's so incredible. But I think it's so beautiful to take a moment of silence as well, to kind of be present maybe in a new way to the voice inside of you, right? Your voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit, be present in that silence, I think, and that can really transform things. I don't know. I think that that can be quite powerful as well. So that's my biggest challenge for you is this December is to rest. And I think that that is, will make it quite a transformative month. So I hope you enjoy your December. I hope you find lots and lots of rest. And yeah, maybe I'll end with a couple seconds of silence. Happy December, friends.